Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. More Americans think the Democrat spending bill will hurt rather than help them. Firefighters in New York City defy the vaccine mandate. Philadelphia bans cops from making routine traffic stops in the name of racial justice. Another major store in San Francisco slashes hours because of crime. Also ahead, what should we do with these woke people? But first, new survey says most voters think President Biden's economic package will do them harm. According to a poll from ABC News, 32% believe Joe Biden's plan will hurt them directly. 25% think it will help. 2 in 10 say the legislation will make no difference at all. Even a quarter of Democrats believe the proposal will have little effect. The current bill calls for trillions in entitlement spending. Thousands of first responders in New York City calling out sick to protest the vax mandate. More than 2,000 firefighters opting for medical leave instead of complying and getting vaxxed. The mayor's office confirming 9,000 public employees will not be paid this week. At least 18 firehouses in NYC have closed. Philadelphia, the first city in the country to bar police from stopping drivers for minor violations. Cops are forbidden from pulling over cars with broken taillights, missing license plates, things like that. Mayor Jim Kenney, a very far-left guy, says the move will promote driving equity for the city's black residents. Critics say crimes like grand theft, kidnapping, and outstanding warrants are all uncovered during traffic stops. National grocery chain Safeway, cutting hours in San Francisco because it is not safe there. The 24-hour store will now shutter between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Owners blame the closures on vandalism, theft, and threats to staff. Walgreens Pharmacy has closed 16 stores in the Bay Area. Some shops like Target shut down before dark. Prosecutors in San Francisco refuse to charge anyone caught stealing less than $950 of merchandise. In a moment, wake up and smell the woke. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Are you woke or are you awakened? So now the tomahawk chop that fans do at the Atlanta Braves Stadium is racist. Does Jane Fonda know that? While married to one-time Braves owner Ted Turner, the liberal icon was chopping all over the place. Shame on you, Jane. Doesn't she understand doing a tomahawk motion in support of a baseball team demeans Native Americans? Especially when it's done by white fans who apparently are insensitive to what their ancestors did to the Indians. Wait, can I say Indians? Is original settlers better? I don't know. Maybe the very woke Sports Illustrated magazine can tell me. It ran the piece calling millions of fans racist for doing the tomahawk chop. Then there is the Melrose, Massachusetts school district, which banished Halloween this year. Not sure why, but something about minority kids being frightened. That seems to be a bit racist, doesn't it? Only non-white children are scared on the eve of All Hallows? Who knew? How about those new U.S. passports with no gender listed? Just an X. Why X? Why not K? I can't answer that. But I will say, if you try to enter Saudi Arabia with a passport stating you're an X, you might be in line for a while. Despite all that, I sense an awakening coming in this country, a backlash against the woke monsters who are devouring American culture one display at a time. Woke is essentially a totalitarian movement, perfected by that champion virtue signaler, Mao Zedong. Beginning in 1949, the corpulent Mao completely wiped out traditional Chinese culture, replacing it with communist woke stuff. And if you didn't accept Mao's version of woke-ism, he had you shot. Power to the people. Joe Biden is woke, even though he may have fallen asleep yesterday at the climate change summit. Last week, Mr. Biden appointed a gender equity czarina. Wait, can I say czarina? If not, I apologize. The president really likes diversity as well, and he loves social justice, along with environmental justice. He wants to spend $550 million. Taxpayer dollars to ensure justice is served. Mr. Biden says it's an investment. Got it. Let's face it, the woke monsters are everywhere, reminding us we can no longer say certain things or do certain things. They are often snooty zealots who might have tried out for Mao's Red Guards. They are on a mission to collapse independent thought and turn Americans into politically correct pod people. But now, some folks may be awakening to the threat. And the truth is that we, the people, collectively, have more power than the corrupt media, and we outnumber the woke monsters by a big margin. So, next time some woke person comes up to you and does something stupid, step away and do the tomahawk chop. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And you can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. More than 1 million books are published in the USA every year. A majority sell less than 250 copies. But a select few become huge hits. And here are the best-selling novels of all time. Five works of fiction that have topped 100 million in sales. First, Agatha Christie's, and then There Were None. The author used her experience working in a hospital during World War I to inspire different murders. Her classic mysteries have been adapted in film and TV more than 50 times. Next, C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The book was inspired by the writer's life in the Second World War. Three young children were sent to live with Lewis in the English countryside to avoid air raids in London. They became his characters. Third spot, the only work not originally published in English, The Little Prince. The story follows a young French royal as he travels across the universe. This simple fable has sold more than 120 million copies since it was first published in the 1940s. Number two, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. 140 million books in circulation for author J.K. Rowling. She penned the novel by hand in a tiny Scottish coffee shop. Each year, thousands of tourists descend on the Elephant House Cafe in Edinburgh to see the spot where Harry Potter was created. Finally, the best-selling novel of all time, The Hobbit, by J.R.R. Tolkien. Since its publication in 1937, more than 150 million copies have been sold. And here's something else you might not know. The fate of The Hobbit was decided by a 10-year-old boy. Tolkien started promoting his finished manuscript in 1932, but nobody would buy it. Most thought it was too long and too difficult to read. So a staffer at a major publishing house had his young son read the book and write a one-page review. The child's favorable comments led to the publication of The Hobbit. By the way, the best-selling nonfiction book series of all time, The Killing Books, by some guy named O'Reilly. Nearly 20 million of the Killing History books in print right now. Now this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.